This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us from Media Mode, the company that is behind so many of the images you will have been seeing in news outlets coming out of flood-affected areas. SJ, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks, Laura, for having me.
So where do you and your team have photographers right now? What are you capturing?
Personally, my partner and I, Brendan, live in Lismore. So Brendan is a photographer, a news photographer, very experienced, and this basically nearly happened on our doorstep. So we have only one photographer on the ground in Lismore this week, actually the last 10 days since the flood happened. So he's just been out every day covering as much as we possibly can, and this is quite different to what my normal day-to-day activity would be. Like, we are actually, Media Mode is a entertainment photo agency, so normally we're covering red carpets and celebrities in Australia, and so basically we pivoted pretty quickly as it all started to unfold in Lismore, basically because we live there.
Yeah, like when it is happening so close to you guys, it is kind of a different story to be bringing to life. Have you guys been personally impacted by flood waters at your own home as well?
Fortunately, no, we haven't. We were about 100 metres away from a corner where the water came to, which we live on the main highway that goes through Lismore. So, I mean, visually it was pretty phenomenal to think that the main highway pass through Lismore was, it looked like a river. It was completely underwater, and that was at our next corner. So, I mean, that was the initial impact on us. We sort of walked out the door, and well, we had text messages overnight from council and SES, which were putting out the emergency alerts to say that the levee had been breached and they were expecting the flood to be worse than any recorded levels. So waking up to that was pretty scary. That's not something I've ever experienced before, but then you sort of have a minute to personally react, and then just from experience, it's like, right, this is new. This is something we need to get on top of, get out there and see what's happening. And you couldn't really get out there. You could only get as far as the bottom of our street because the entire Lismore Basin was completely underwater. We could see water rising from our back veranda, which we're quite high up, luckily. We could sort of see normally streets that are filled with cars and houses just with water all over them, which was, I mean, I can't really describe how that makes you feel. But yeah, it's just sort of the news journalist type instinct kicked in immediately.
Yeah, and that's not, you know, a small thing to have something that you're personally trying to grapple with and process, and then go, okay, got to get my camera out. We need to start capturing this and share it with other people as well. Why was it important to you to share images and make sure that people could see what was going on around the state, and particularly in Lismore?
Firstly, what was most important was to visually capture how serious it was, because, you know, we speak of flood and we're all super familiar with, you know, flooding here and there. And yes, it has an impact wherever that happens, but this was on just a whole other level, that there were homes which water was at the roof. And obviously that is an extremely dangerous and like or fatal situation in some cases in Lismore, and getting that message out there. And obviously we have the contacts to do that because it's what we do every day. But you know, we have the ability to distribute images to national and international media and therefore get the story out there as quick as we possibly can about what's really happening, because, you know, it wasn't a situation where people were there with their iPhones filming. It was just so intense and happening so quickly. And basically it happened overnight. So people woke up to Lismore being completely underwater.
Yeah.
So sort of getting that news and that message out as to how serious it was like, probably the most important thing.
Yeah, and I think one of the jobs that a news journalist does is obviously capture, record, make sure that people are getting this information. But one of the difficulties of that job, particularly when you're covering something that you know involves loss, involves people having to grapple with really overwhelming circumstances, is that you're not always able to step in and help. You're capturing something, but you're also, to a degree, disengaged from what you're looking at. How has that tension been for you in this time? I mean, you guys live there and this is your community, but you are also just meant to be telling the story and not necessarily shaping the story.
Yeah, I mean, that in hindsight, I sort of acknowledge how I did handle that conundrum. Like, basically on that Monday morning, there were so many people from Lismore who had brought their boats down, who were out rescuing people in kayaks. They literally were doing such a service to our community. And I mean, we don't have a boat, and that's just not something we could have considered participating in. But in a way, what we were doing by photographing it was, I'm like, well, this is how I can help personally. Mm. I can get this message out. I can get these images out. People can then understand what's happening and what might be needed. And I think once people visually, I mean, this was even before news helicopters and, you know, police helicopters were sort of filming what had happened. So it was very early in the drama that we were able to sort of put out what had really happened and the extent of what is absolutely a catastrophe. Mm. So it was just, that was my sort of role. I'm like, look, if I'm going to give back today, how can I do that? I can't leave my street. You know, it's blocked off. Like, I literally can run out, edit photos, send them out, or talk with very limited communications. Like, the phone signal was terrible and my laptop died because it got wet. It was just, you know, one of these things where I was just reacting, and it was like, I just knew that we had to get a visual sense out there to Lismore. And obviously that's why I started to post on Facebook, because I'm a member of a lot of local groups here, just for general community knowledge.
Mm.
And the reaction we got immediately was very, very intense as to, oh my goodness, look at this, look at that. You know, the community engagement was, I didn't really look at it too much in the day because I didn't have time, but as I scrolled back through it, it is upsetting, because people were obviously concerned and seeing people they knew that we were photographing that were being rescued. And it just, you know, it's a very personal thing to cover when you live in Lismore, basically.
And I think when people realise just how much of the imagery in the news coverage they're seeing that has actually been captured by you guys, you do become aware of the real impact that you've had. You have told stories that people need to see. You have made sure that government responds, because people are seeing these images and going, hey, something needs to be done here. So as the recovery begins, and for so many thousands of people, you know, in the cleanup process, what do you hope that the impact of these pictures and the stories that you can continue to bring awareness to, what do you hope that impact will be on people?
I think short and long term, it is about continuing the awareness of the situation in real time. So what is happening in Lismore today? What will happen next week? How are people, you know, are people back in their homes? What areas are not accessible still? Like, just on a really grassroots level, it's bringing awareness to people in Lismore of where they can and cannot be and what they can and cannot do. But on a more national level, it's still, I mean, we have a very fast moving news cycle, and there is a lot of news in the world right now that is of interest to people and is equally important to what's happened in Lismore. But, you know, as the news cycle moves on, I mean, my agenda is I don't want Lismore to be forgotten, because I think the more people that have it in their sphere of reference, whether it's, you know, through our images or through radio or television news coverage, it's keeping a spotlight on here and how people are getting on and how it is recovering, or whether it is or isn't, basically.
Yeah. Well, SJ, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today and for sharing so many of these very worthwhile stories. We appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.